This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, tomorrow is already Friday. We have a Reardon Roundtable on deck. Jane Duker, former state senators, John Lamping and Jeff Smith, both on the panel. Then all the stuff we do with Paul Hall on entertainment and Frank Cusimano, plus Sue's News in the 4 o'clock hour. Our friend George Rosenthal from Throttle It will be here on some tech things, and then Steve Shankman on some concerts that are coming up, and that's in the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow. We have Elliot Davis with us this afternoon, retired Fox 2 investigative reporter who's doing a bang-up job on Facebook, doing independent journalism. Well, welcome back, Elliot. How are you?
Thank you, buddy. I'm doing okay. Not bad.
I was tooling around, and I saw a couple things I wanted to ask you about, and I had not covered this story really extensively. We talked a little bit about it on the Reardon Roundtable, but there's this kerfuffle, if you will, with Darlene Green, the former comptroller, and a paycheck dispute. I guess she has been restored, or she was restored, to a civil service job that she had not held for 30 years, put back on the payroll. Explain what happened here, and what you think the response should be, because it's a little confusing to me, and I'm easily confused, Elliot.
It's very confusing. There are a lot of players, there are a lot of elements, moving parts. The bottom line is, through a mistake made by St. Louis City government involving a number of departments, chiefly the personnel department, a couple of checks was issued in the name of Darlene Green in the amount of $6,500. Well, the story came out, though, that the checks were issued to Darlene Green, right? And so that created the impression that Darlene Green received all these extra checks was put on a payroll, received these extra checks, when that did not happen. The personnel director ultimately came out and said, well, Darlene Green never got any checks. No checks were ever sent to her. The checks were never cashed. And that's what he ultimately said. But still, there are some questions as to, well, how did this happen? And so you get into the really complex deal about somebody in personnel says, in order for her to be effectively retired, she has to be returned to her position as budget director, a position she had, you know, left 30 years previously. And so apparently when somebody put her back in as the budget director, the system issued checks in her name. And so those two checks for $13,000 were actually issued and printed. They just didn't, with her name on it, but just didn't go to Darlene Green.
So
it was
somewhere
inside the system.
And now they're voided, and they're, you know, not to be cashed, and they're trying to figure out how this happened. Now, if I'm not mistaken, when I read some of your Facebook coverage, were you critical of the current comptroller, Donna Behringer, and the mayor on this issue and the way that they handled this?
Well, here, mainly the criticism goes to the personnel director. That's for starters. My belief is that there should be an apology to Darlene Green for the damage to her reputation of this being out there that checks were issued to Darlene Green in the amount of $13,000. And so what people have been saying, they've been trying to explain all this. I believe that there should be a news conference, that officials should explain all this, and that the top officials who are involved should issue an apology to Darlene Green so that there is absolutely no doubt that she did anything wrong. And the mayor is a top official. So I'm not saying the mayor made this mistake.
Right.
I'm not saying she necessarily she did it. I'm not saying she's to blame, but she's the head of city government. She's a top ranking official. We're not talking about a mistake that was made involving a secretary, not trying to down secretaries. This was the second highest city official. And this obviously didn't make her look too good. So for a lot of people who saw the first reports on this, it looked like Darlene got these checks. So I'm saying that as the head of the city government, should be a news conference. This was done. Obviously, the comptroller's office was involved. I'm not even blaming Donna Behringer, but her office was involved in this, and she needs to be with the mayor. They all in unison need to, one, say, Darlene Green, not to blame, didn't get any money, didn't get any checks. This city made a mistake. We apologize for the mistake that the city made. This should not be done just by a series of statements going to and fro.
Yeah, well, and to your point, I think and that was my impression. I think the impression that a lot of people would be left with after reading some of the coverages is that Darlene Green did something wrong. And you're saying, no, it was and I think the mayor is even saying, look, this was somebody in the personnel department. They're trying to figure out who's to blame. So that's interesting. And I don't know, you know, where that story might take us. I want to talk about one other thing, though. The Mike Brown anniversary just took place. You had a posting about that on your Facebook page. You wrote in a follow-up that you deleted that post because there were too many racist comments. Would you like to explain what happened there, Elliot?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's see. Which post? I got to say one more thing, too. I did talk to Darlene Green, and she wants an apology from city government. So I did, in fact, talk to her, and she says her reputation was damaged by this, and the city owes her an apology. She believes the mayor should be a part of that. The comptroller should be a part of that, and certainly the personnel director.
Okay.
So that's what Darlene Green. Now, the second question was, about that, and that was my post about Michael Brown.
Right.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. And then I think that I never saw the original post, but you said you took it down because there were too many people that were commenting and you deemed the comments racist. And instead of, you know, deleting all those, you just took the post down. Is that what happened?
Absolutely. I shared a post. I shared a post that had been aired by a TV station. There was nothing wrong with the post. It was just noting that it was the anniversary of the Michael Brown riots, essentially.
Yeah.
And so the post wasn't controversial. The post didn't point any new fingers, didn't point any fingers, said, hey, then talk to a number of people. I put it up there, And there were all these comments, and a lot of them were racist comments saying, you know, and I'm not going to even repeat what they all were saying. In my opinion, they were insensitive and they were racist comments. And I'm not trying to have a page where you get all of these people and they see it as a way of being able to vent because maybe they don't like black people or they still pissed about this event. And the Michael Brown case obviously engenders a lot of anger on all sides. And so there are a lot of people who are angry about what happened. And so when you start talking about Michael Brown, then you get people coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah. Well, and Facebook, like I said, I know that that's where you're doing a lot of your coverage, but Facebook, unfortunately, is a little notorious for that. And people feel like they can do that. So I was just curious because I read the post.
And what I decided that, and what you have to do, you have to police Facebook. You have to police your page unless you want it to be a harbinger and a safe haven for all these people with all of these views and racist views. If you wanted to become that, you let anybody say anything. But if you, and I've told people, I'm determined to police this site. I'm determined that it's not going to turn into that. I delete a lot of people and I block a lot of people.
Yeah, and
but I wanted to put people on notice.
Yeah, and you know, my suggestion would be all I do is I post pictures of my grandson, my bunny, and my puppy. And then you get positive comments, Elliot Davis. But thank you so much for coming on here and clarifying a couple of those things this afternoon.
Don't expect me to post bunny. I will post my granddaughter. I will put pictures of her up.
And well, she's cute.
I love my bunny Oreo, so you can meet him at some point. All right, Elliot, take care. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
buddy. All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.